Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
March Madness Day 2 underway on Sports Radio 650. They'll have all the games for you, courtesy of our friends at Twin Peaks. They're going to have all the college basketball games here during March Madness. Smitty and Trap in for John Lopez. I'm Landry Locker. We did this yesterday with Lopez and Sean Pendergast, who we're going to talk to in a second live at Little Woodrow's out there in Shepherd. But before we do that, let me give you a scoreboard update on these college basketball games. A lot of people said Oklahoma didn't deserve to be in the tournament. Maybe they did, maybe they didn't, but they're on top of Ole Miss 93-66. So they're going to advance. Texas Tech 30-26 at halftime over Northern Kentucky. Kansas State 26, UC Irvine 18, 6:24 remaining in the first. And again, we'll have all those games for you at Sports Radio 650, courtesy of our friends at Twin Peaks. Famous alumni bracket showdown. And let me just break this down for you how it goes. It's famous alumni from today's participants. The participants in today's games cannot be athletes. So you cannot mention an athlete. And I'm just going to throw out the guys, and I want you guys to say who wins and who has the more famous alumni. We'll start with Cincinnati versus Iowa. And Iowa actually beat Cincinnati 79-72 already. So that's the only final of the day. Representing Cincinnati, we have George Clooney versus Iowa's Ashton Kutcher. Who wins this one?
Is this real?
Definitely Cincinnati wins. George Clooney is more famous than Ashton Kutcher. Even though Ashton Kutcher is legit. But Clooney, it's Clooney. It's George Clooney.
He's like the last real superstar in Hollywood.
And he finally went down. He got engaged, man.
Hey, it's all right.
Can you imagine his roster? Although you wouldn't like, I'm sure there's a lot of pork, too much pork for your liking.
Well, I don't
TJ.
Know. You know, he liked them What Is You babies, too, though.
What's a baby?
Like, you know, girl, like when you see him, you be like, what is you, baby? Like, I don't even know where you from. Like, what is you? I've never seen you before. Then what is you, babies? You know what I mean?
You from Argentina?
What is you?
Are you from the islands?
Something.
Yeah, I got you, bro.
I'm stealing the hell out of that. Ole Miss versus Oklahoma. So George Clooney advances. Ole Miss versus Oklahoma. Ole Miss, we have Kate Jackson from Charlie's Angels. I think that might be a little bit before our time, but she's iconic according to some OGs versus Oklahoma. I did not know Olivia Munn went to Oklahoma. Kate Jackson from Charlie's Angels or Olivia Munn? Who's more famous?
It's just like Oklahoma's blowing out Ole Miss right now. Olivia Munn blows out Kate Jackson, bro. This is not even close.
Yeah, Olivia Munn, I think her relationship to Aaron Rodgers took her over the top. And then when she was in X-Men, the last one, I think that really set her to a whole nother
level.
You
into these comic book movies?
Yes, I am.
No question.
I hate them. I know y'all like
what?
Them.
What's wrong with you?
I just don't watch them, bro. It's just not my thing.
Off with his head.
I watch corny reality TV, though, so I can't really talk too much.
I don't watch reality TV at all.
None? You didn't watch The Bachelor?
No.
The Bachelor.
Hell no. No.
All right, Texas Tech versus Northern Kentucky. Texas Tech, John Denver, musician versus
George Clooney.
He went there as well. He had some time spent at Northern Kentucky as well. Got to give it to Clooney twice, right?
Nah, man, I'm giving it to John Denver. We're not picking the same guy twice. Already got his shine. He's already going to be – basically, he's like a number one seed. You're going to give it to him twice?
No, if he went to two colleges, you get it twice.
Exactly.
Man, John Denver, though, how many records he sold compared to George Clooney?
A lot.
A lot of records, man. You got to give love to the musicians. John Denver, man.
Figgy, you can break the tie here. John Denver or Clooney?
I'm going John Denver.
Okay, there I knew you were going to do that. Figgy tries to act like he likes the Beatles and all that stuff. Name two songs.
I got some John Lennon, Imagine.
Okay. I got you.
I got some Beatles.
These kids just wear these Beatles shirts. Like a lot of my friends, you don't even know who the Beatles are. You're just trying to be cool. Just trying to be down with the OGs.
Yellow Submarine.
Yeah, and I saw you typing over there too, Figgy. Kansas State versus UC Irvine. Kansas State. Kirstie Alley, I guess she's the edgy, dirty blonde from Cheers. She was also in what?
Look Who's Talking, One, Two, and Now. Yeah, not three, one, two, and now.
Yeah.
And then UC Irvine has John Lovitz from Saturday Night Live.
I told you I didn't like pork, but I always had a thing for Christy Alley. She was
Did
thick.
You? Really?
Did you?
Christy Alley was
really
she, Christy Alley thick and pretty, boy.
She is. No, she is built like
she
like
built,
one
she
of ours.
She built like a deep freezer. No question.
No question. Race car.
I am shocked. You had something for
Yeah, back in the day.
She's an attractive woman.
I had something for Susan Summers on Step by Step.
Neither one of them is messing with Felicia Rashad. Though.
At
like
all.
On some, real, on some real, real stuff.
We're not even. Come on. Would you. You mentioned. How dare you
Listen,
mention
man.
Christy Alley and Suzanne Summers in the same conversation with
Felicia Rashad?
You're
talking about throwback women. That was my first crush.
No
bro.
Question. Mine too.
Man.
Felicia
Do you even
Rashad.
Know who Felicia Rashad is? I'm looking at you, Landry.
What was she on? What was she on?
She's. The mom on the Cosby Show.
Claire Huxtable.
Yeah.
And her actual biological sister is Debbie Allen.
Yeah.
Okay. Those two sisters might be some of the baddest sisters ever to walk the planet.
Who was hotter, Hillary or Ashley on Fresh Prince?
The Panamanian girl.
Hillary was bad, dude. Hillary was
but
bad.
But she wasn't better than Tatiana Ali.
Hillary, give me
still
Hillary.
A killer.
Hillary was nice, Hillary. Dude.
You like Hillary, but I Tatiana's a Panamanian girl, man. So I gotta go.
Doing it for the culture. I feel
yeah,
you,
of course. Yeah.
All right, Tennessee versus Colgate. We're doing the famous alumni bracket here on Sports Radio 610. Smitty and Trap in for John Lopez. Dixie Carter from Designing Women. She's representing Tennessee versus Andy Rooney representing Colgate.
Now you know who should be representing Tennessee. What's the dude that was a senator?
Man, I'm
that,
trying
that's on
to get
Law and Order. That's on Law and Order now.
I don't know.
You know the guy that
he must be famous. You don't even know his damn name.
Listen, CTE, bro. I played in the league for a long time, so I forget a lot of names. Yeah, so that don't have nothing to do with somebody not being famous. I'm just saying, I just forget stuff. But that dude is more famous, I think, than Dixie Carter. Somebody will text him in on 713-572-4610.
I got to go with Andy Rooney.
Andy Rooney.
You've ever seen Beer Fest?
I love Beer Fest.
Every time it comes on, it's one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, Beer Fest is one of that. And that's Jay Chansranker or whatever. He's also on the list. I can't pronounce that name. I'm sorry. Virginia versus Gardner-Webb. Virginia represented by Tina Fey and Robert F. Kennedy versus Gardner-Webb's Linda Combs, a U.S. official Bloss. I think this is probably the biggest blowout of everything.
It's Robert F. It's a Kennedy.
I mean, listen, if it was Puffy Combs for Gardner-Webb, then I give it to Puffy Combs. But I don't know who Linda is, so this definitely is a win for Tina Fey and RFK.
Buffalo versus Arizona State. Buffalo, Wolf Blitzer, and Harvey Weinstein. We'll go ahead and X out the Harvey. We'll just say Wolf Blitzer.
No, you keep Harvey Weinstein up there.
Okay, we'll keep him on then. Versus Arizona State. John Hughes, creator of all those great movies, 16 Candles, all those type of movies. David Spade and Jimmy Kimmel.
That's tough, though. That's a tough – with Harvey Weinstein in there, that's a tough one. I mean, outside of forcing girls in your room, I mean, it's hard to pass up David Spade and his toupee that gets blown over. And
John Hughes, those movies are
man,
sick.
John Hughes, yeah, it's Arizona State wins it.
Give me Arizona State. I ain't messing with Harvey.
Yeah, y'all ever been to Arizona State?
Yeah, we actually. So listen, you know, in San Diego, they had those.
Too far from
you.
Want to
talk about crazy?
Listen, we actually had to play a game at Arizona State my rookie year because we went out there to San Diego. Oh, no question, we went out there to San Diego, and the game they had all of those fires out there, and so we had to move the game from San Diego's facility all the way to Arizona State.
Oh,
and so they gave tickets away at Arizona State
Bunny
because
Central.
It was a free game.
Oh,
so it was
gosh.
Just all these co-eds in the crowd. This is my rookie year. I'm like, this is the NFL. Chicks pulling off their tops, showing like it was like Mardi Gras, but for a Monday Night Football game. That was a good experience. No
Man.
Question about it.
Yeah.
Arizona State.
Hey, say, it might be hot in Arizona, but it's snowing down here.
No question.
Wisconsin versus Oregon. Wisconsin, Dick Cheney. Oregon, Phil Knight, the creator of Nike.
This right here.
It's Phil Knight easy, bro. Oregon, bro.
Yeah, but
Oregon.
I don't know. I think
Dick Cheney.
He's shooting people
but,
and all that. Nah,
Phil Knight. If we go to HEB.
Right.
And Phil Knight walks in and Dick Cheney walks in,
everybody
I think Phil
knows.
Knight can shop easier than everybody else. Now,
but
if you told him he created Nike,
but he created Nike.
He created Nike.
It's like Mike
right.
made Thriller.
Yeah, that's true. Statement.
Phil created Nike.
And he didn't do what Mike did.
He didn't do that. No, he's no sleeping in the beds. None of that. Oh, the dude's name is Fred Thompson. That's the guy from University of Tennessee.
So we're giving this to Phil Knight? Fred Thompson.
Yeah,
okay.
Oregon.
Let me say this right now, too, about Michael. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to have a Michael Jackson hot take. He did have an amusement park in his yard, though. Like, are we really supposed to be surprised right now?
No, but I still don't believe it, but that's all another story.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, we can go into a long tangent on this one. We're going to have to keep it moving to the next match.
Landry Locker, Wade Smith, Travis Johnson, famous alumni bracket. Utah State versus Washington. Representing Utah State, a bunch of politicians. Who gives a damn? We'll make a sports exception and say that Donald Penn, who we want to be the Texans' next left tackle, can be there. But he's about to get his ass kicked. As a matter of fact, he's about to get his ass karate chopped because Washington is represented by Bruce Lee.
Bruce Lee went to UW?
Yep.
That's easy. Easy win for
Washington. He might be the most famous of anyone we've mentioned.
Hey, question. Could you beat up Bruce Lee inside of an elevator?
No.
Yeah, you could.
No.
Yeah, you could.
I believe you
the
could.
The one-inch punch.
I think he'd kick his ass.
He's got the one-inch punch.
He'd kick his ass.
One-inch punch. Man, listen, y'all keep talking about you beat tough guys how you want to. Bruce Lee will whoop both of y'all at the same time. And I'm going to watch. I'm going to watch him whoop y'all and be like, I told y'all leave him alone.
In the elevator, I'm doing Bruce Lee in.
Bro, come on, Trap.
I'm doing Bruce Lee in on the elevator.
You got back issues, man. Bruce Lee will come out the grave right now and whoop you. He'll come out the grave and whoop you right now.
When you were playing in the league, you catch Bruce Lee on the elevator. There's no way
Bruce. I'm not fighting Bruce Lee.
I'm whooping Bruce Lee.
What I got to fight Bruce for?
He's 5'8".
It doesn't matter. When everybody, that's the same
five
thing.
5'8", a buck 60.
That's the same thing that kid from, what was the offensive lineman that just got dropped the other day when he was out
drunk,
at the club?
Though.
It doesn't matter.
That was different, though.
That was different, though. You sound like,
yeah. you're wearing Bruce Lee out, man.
Like, what about when you're smoking me?
You're killing Bruce Lee.
What do you mean I'm killing Bruce Lee?
You're going to whoop him.
Yeah, bad.
Is he already dead, damn it?
Yeah, you didn't know that Bruce Lee was dead?
I'm beating up. Damn it. Damn me.
Bruce Lee is going to whoop all
Rest
of
in
us.
Peace. No, he's not. That karate stuff takes too long to get ready, too, man. Ain't nobody sitting there watching you move your hands back and forth for 20 seconds and then karate chopping me on that ass, Bruce Lee.
Bruce Lee is like water. Can you catch water?
No, but
can you catch water, Trap?
Hey, Bruce
Lee. Can you catch water in your hands, Trap?
Yes, I can.
Okay, well, then maybe you can Bruce Lee, but I can't.
It doesn't hold water because the tires on the back is positive traction. You're looking for a 1968 Tempest.
Iowa State versus Ohio State. Representing Iowa State, George Washington Carver. Ohio State, this brings back memories.
R.L. Stein.
R.L. Stein.
I don't care. My melanin will not allow me to vote for anyone except for George Washington Carver.
That is a race card right there.
That is it.
Yeah.
Race card.
I remember Goosebumps. Goosebumps was phenomenal, but George Washington Carver.
Goosebumps, that's great. It's a great, great author. I love books. I love to read.
George Washington Carver invented the cotton gin.
I got to go home.
Peanut butter. What else
I got to go back to the hood. I can't go back to the hood and say I picked R.L. Stein over George Washington Carver.
I don't even know what R.L. Stein looked like.
I don't either.
I know what George Washington Carver looked like.
Yep.
Man, when you had those Goosebumps books. VCU versus UCF. VCU, Stephon Lessard. I guess he's the bass player for Dave Matthews. Sorry to all our musicians. No idea. And UCF, Daniel Tosh.
Tosh 3.0, man.
Got to give it to Tosh, right?
Of course.
Mississippi State versus Liberty. Mississippi State, John Dye. I guess he was in Touched by an Angel. And then Liberty, Terry Fader. He's a puppet comedian.
I'm going to Touched by an Angel. My mom used to watch that show.
Okay.
With Della Reese.
Good show. Mississippi State.
We'll do it there. And then we're going to finish it on this famous alumni bracket. Georgia State versus U of H. Georgia State, Julia Roberts. Oh, did you see her the other night too? Man.
No, I didn't.
Her and J-Lo are like, her and J-Lo. It's a toss-up between them. They're both about 50 years old. And then U of H, you got the Quaid brothers, and then you got Lil Wayne and Master P. Sorry, Till Infertitta. I'm putting Lil Wayne and Master P. Master P. I didn't know Master P was there for a few weeks. I got to give it to Julia, though.
No, man, you crazy. Man. Master P? Percy?
He's one of the five most influential rappers of all time.
Man, Percy's been an influencer. Percy played NBA basketball. Percy also went to ICDC college.
He also started rap supergroups, basically.
No question.
There's no Cash Money without Master P.
But
there's really no Rock-A-Wear either.
But is Lil Wayne more famous than Julia Roberts? I think there's an argument Lil Wayne is more famous than Julia Roberts. Julia Roberts is known in certain sections of the world and in certain demographics very heavily, but Lil Wayne crosses over to everybody. Everybody knows Lil Wayne.
Everybody knows Julia Roberts, too.
I don't know if everybody knows Julia Roberts. I don't think people under 25 know who Julia Roberts is.
I wouldn't bet people under
25. Is Lil Wayne bigger than Master P, though?
No.
Is he bigger, like more known? No question. No. He's more known than Master P. He's not the businessman that Master P was. Yeah, he's more.
There is no Lil Wayne without Master P.
That doesn't mean that you're not bigger than the person that came before you.
It's kind of true.
Jesus came after John the Baptist.
Now you're just getting out of control.
I'm just saying. Am I right or am I wrong?
No comment.
Gotta preach.
So we got to give it to U of H.
I'm gonna give it to U of H, bro.
Okay, man, yeah, but y'all need to check out Julia Roberts. I promise.
Julia Roberts always been, you know, when she was Pretty Woman, that was a good movie.
She married that Lyle Lovett dude too.
Lyle Lovett makes great music. What's that guy? Ever say nothing about Lyle Lovett.
You got a problem?
I'm a Lyle Lovett fan.
Yeah, you can be ugly and pull dimes when you make Seal. Lyle, who was Seal married to? Heidi Klum.
Heidi Klum. Yeah. I think Lyle Lovett got some black in him because he kept that perm though. His perm was phenomenal, bro. That thing, that little hair on top.
He took it back to 1962.
Jewish people can have perms. A lot of Jewish people have good
perms. Is Lyle Lovett Jewish?
I don't know.
Oh, that makes sense then.
I don't know if he is or not. That we makes could be sense. Breaking news.
That makes sense.
Landry Locker, Wade Smith, Travis Johnson with you in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Let's go out to Little Woodrow's on Shepherd, talk to Sean Pendergast, see what's popping on the Triple Threat next. Sean, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. I'm scrambling for biblical analyses now that Wade dropped that one on you guys.
Can you believe
guys,
he like dropped that on my chin the last segment, man?
That's unbelievable. Wow. That's like a Shawn Michaels super kick right upside the head, man. That's the best finishing move I've seen
what
all
was
day.
I going to say to that? Hey. Like, what was I going to say to that?
Jesus and John the Baptist.
Nothing
wow.
I could do there.
That's some next level stuff, man.
Hey, you got to end on the right note. It's not how that's you start, it's how you finish, baby.
That's it. Man, I've enjoyed listening to you guys today. It's been a fun listen, so good stuff. Good
What's
stuff.
Going on out there? Obviously, a lot of tournament, right?
Yeah, Little Woodrow's on Shepherd. Great spot. This is a good Little Woodrow's to be at. TV's everywhere. There's not a bad vantage point in the house. They got all the garage doors open. It's a beautiful day. The beer is cold. And we will be here till 6 o'clock tonight. We've got Cecil Shorts making his weekly visit at 3 o'clock today. So we'll looking forward to digging into some of the free agency. And we'll dig into some hoops with him as well. He's a coach's son, so I want to get Cecil's take on Tom Izzo catching all this heat over the visual of him coaching a guy on his team from yesterday.
Cecil came up yesterday or 2 days ago when I was getting a haircut. He was the topic of discussion for probably 10 minutes.
Really?
Just because this girl was talking about how she just had a kid and how stressful it was, and I mentioned that I knew someone that had 7 kids under the age of 7.
Yeah.
She said that she would die.
I don't know how Cecil handles it, like the other 100-some-odd hours of the week when we don't see him, but, man, the dude handles it like a pro when he's around us. He looks well-rested. He's energetic. He's happy. So he'll be with us at 3 o'clock. John McClain will be by for his weekly visit at 4:20. Little Woodrow's on Shepherd, baby.
Yippee-ki-yay.
All right, Sean, we appreciate you, man. Thank you very much.
Have a good weekend, fellas.
Yippee-ki-yay. I hear you, John McClain.
Fellas, it's been fun, man. Wade Smith, Travis Johnson, James Ahedibo coming through as well. Ahedibo, I'm sorry. It's been a fun one, fellas. What are you doing the rest of the day, Trap? I saw you're trying to do some door work or something,
man,
like that.
I got my cigar buddies coming over there and finishing.
What do cigar buddies mean?
I mean, all we do is smoke cigars. Yeah, that's it. Smoke cigars. I smoke about 4 to 5 a day.
I heard that was your goal.
Yeah, about 4.
You got to go at least 4 a day.
Yeah, I mean, I smoke one this morning before I take a shower.
You smoke in the house?
No. I wish I could. My wife won't let me.
Don't get in trouble now.
So I smoke outside in my garage. I'm actually about to build a guest house that I can smoke in because it's going to be my little
You going
to
build it yourself?
No. Hell no.
I mean, I saw you working on the door. I didn't know how far it went.
Hey, the door is easy because you just spray it down and let it go to work. But, I enjoy smoking, man. I enjoy smoking fine cigars that are second to none that takes me to another place.
Smitty, what do you got going on this weekend?
I'm going to go pick up the kids and then from school after I leave here, and then Us is coming out. And so me and the wife are going to check out the Us movie, and then my daughter has a volleyball tournament. We're going to have a good weekend, man. I'm you know me, quality family guy.
What'd you call it? QFT is what you called it, right?
Quality family time, yeah.
Quality family time. Well, it's been a fun one. Wade Smith, Travis Johnson, former Houston Texans, Texans ambassadors with you today on In the Loop as John Lopez went and tried to catch some fish and load some pictures on social media. Since it is Friday, it's a Freddy's Friday on Sports Radio 610. Be caller number 5 right now to win a 4-pack of Freddy's combo meals at 713-572-4610. All thanks to Freddy's frozen custard and steak burgers, and I recommend the strawberry. For Wade Smith, for Travis Johnson, for James Ahedibo, for Figgy Fig and all his fine work keeping us on the air, keeping it sounding good, I'm Landry Locker. The Triple Threat is next, live from Little Woodrow's and Shepherd.
Love you guys, man. Y'all have a good day, man. Enjoy yourself.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.